GoPro camera.
I'll throw it off my name.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah.
We got it this time,
guys. Oh, hey, it's a web circle. We're good. I got this. I figured out podcasting.
Finally. Tony does have a podcast?
Holy shit.
Well, here we go.
We are going to be unstoppable now.
Subliminal message.
Hey, Travis.
Hashtag PFP.
Hi, brother.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to BM Squared, where B-movies are the best movies.
They're the best movies!
Sound like you're going to say they're the fucking best, and then you second-guessed yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Okay, cool.
This is the second time we had to do this.
I'm still thrown off.
Why?
Right now. I don't know.
It's because we don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest.
That's what it is.
I got so used to guests.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
So just the four
Going back
us?
To the basics.
Are we going to be able to do this?
Just the four of us.
Just the four of us.
Oh, let's turn it into
we
a song.
We can make it just the four of us.
You and I.
And
it sounds
I
like
and
a
I.
Yeah. It sounds like a song that was written a love song, but for swingers.
Oh.
Oh, sexy.
I am Brett.
I'm Abe.
I am Ashlyn.
And I'm Tony. I finally get to say that.
Hate that. That's why I took the last spot from you.
I know.
And we are guestless, so I guess we skip over guest introductions.
Yep.
No, you know what? I think we should give Tad an extra one since we never officially gave him one.
Sorry about that.
And Tad. Welcome, Tad.
Yeah.
Let's kick this off with a spoiler warning. We are about to talk this flick. Jesus Christ, guys.
Did we say the movie we watched?
Still
For the audience, he even has a script he's reading.
Oh, I'm trying to read right now. All right, spoiler warning. We're about to talk about this flick a fuck ton. So if that's a problem, go back and watch the movie first and then come hang out with us after that.
Ooh.
I sounded really like...
Forceful.
You are hopped up and aggressive.
You were like,
aggressive.
Turn off the podcast.
Turn this shit
Go
off.
Go away.
Yeah.
Watch the movie.
Fuck you. Come back, though, when you've seen it.
Yeah. Come back when the coke has worn off blood.
So, yeah. I picked up.
You mayhemed it.
I mayhemed it. I just threw a fistful of coke at my fucking head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, did we say the movie we watched?
Tony, that's in the script. Stop going off script.
I am off script. Oh, I got some jokes.
And that movie is Train to Busan from 2016.
I fucked up.
Directed by Yihan Sang-ho.
Love it.
And written by Park Ju-suk. Sook.
Suck.
Nice.
And I am going to throw this out there, guys. I'm going to go ahead and apologize now for murdering so many names in this episode.
Yeah.
Don't.
No disrespect intended. I'm just uncultured or something.
Don't worry. The zombies killed more than you will kill.
Oof.
Oof.
And I think I watched the wrong movie.
Oof. No, you didn't. Shut up. There's one. It's Train to fucking Busan.
Oh, wait. Was there zombies?
No.
Was there
Was
agents?
There a train?
Yeah. There were agents.
Okay.
Was so there a train?
You watched a
no.
random...
There was some dragons.
Huh. Shut up. You're lying.
Enter the dragon?
No. How to Train Your Dragon?
Oh, my
train
God.
But there's no Asians in that, is there?
I don't know. I messed it up.
So you've never watched that either?
God. That's reaching Wait. For a joke. That was reaching.
Do we sound racist right now?
No.
Okay,
no.
good. Because I might...
No.
South Korean, North Korean. They're South Korean.
South.
Sorry.
South.
If it was North, we wouldn't have seen anything.
Yeah, North Korea.
God.
My bad.
The North Korea should remake this, though. That'd be just to see what they would do with it.
That would be weird, though.
That'd
have
be
you
so
seen
weird.
Concerts in North Korea? Like,
oh, they're fucking crazy.
Actually,
so weird.
When I was at the University of Iowa, I had to watch... Korean like gay
propaganda
porn.
North Korean
no Korean gay porn basically maybe.
Korean gay porn
yeah
wait, in film school
yeah
you watched
that's
porn?
Amazing
yeah no okay. And they were like everybody like it's just a joke
huh
but it was, sounds like the teacher just wanted to bring
some
in
porn.
Some extracurriculars he's like I don't have time to do this on my off days
no and he made us watch it twice because they were filming us
twice
we had
okay.
to do that
so you had to watch it once and then
watch it again for film analysis.
So why would you have to watch it? Why wouldn't you watch it once, write down your analysis, and bring that to class next time?
Because watching it a second time, we always watch the movies twice for film analysis. Because
I guess that makes sense. I can't digest the movie very well the first viewing.
Even a porn?
Yeah.
You need there's not that much to digest in a porn.
Yeah.
I forget
well, depending on who you are in the porn.
guys, I forget the name, but it was like a cinema-style soft
Wait,
porn.
Real quick, are you planning on Googling this title right now?
I forget the title.
You're
going
to try to find the movie?
I'm going to find it, so keep on talking.
Korean porn.
He's going to type in North Korean porn. And it's gonna he's gonna be up on
wait,
the list.
Wait, it was North Korean? Are you sure?
It was a Korean.
Oh, a Korean.
So it's probably South Korean.
Probably South Korean.
Yeah. South Korean, and it was like a Cinemax style 90s soft core.
Sexy.
Nice.
Yeah. Skinemax.
With like loincloths and stuff on. Like they were reaching for a.
Oh, yeah.
What are they reaching for?
Well, you know what they're reaching for.
Hey, give us a synopsis of Train to Busan, please. Give us a porn.
All right.
You're welcome.
Oh, no one made the Tony joke. We'll bring this back on track.
Damn, that would have been perfect.
While a zombie virus breaks out in South Korea, passengers struggle to survive on a train from Seoul to Busan. Nice and to the point.
I like it.
It's only one sentence long.
That's it.
Okay.
See, I always pick the short ones because I'm not great at reading while I talk.
Oh.
If I read ahead of time and memorize it, I do better than reading at the same time.
He's good at it. His mind just thinks he's bad at it.
Yeah. Oh,
so then he stumbles a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I picked the short ones.
Yeah. Nope.
That's all you need, though, right? That's exactly what we need.
Yeah, that is A-okay because I've got so many pages here to get through on this whole thing. That looks disgusting.
Eat it.
Eat? What the fuck is it?
It's a leaf.
I don't eat random things, dude.
I mean, it's...
I'm fat, but I'm not that fat.
Do it. Eat it.
Eat
it. Travis will sit here and he'll be like, yeah, that's Ashlyn, because I try to make him eat shit all the time.
You're so gross.
It's funny.
Here's a napkin. Eat it.
Hey, guys, I'm going to make an original joke. We got way off track here.
Ooh.
Oh,
I got distracted. Man.
I wish Abe would come up with that first.
I know.
All right, so Train to Busan. So this movie starts out with a truck driving through a checkpoint and a zombie deer.
That'd be fucking terrifying. Before zombie deer, even just driving down that road and having to stop and get disinfected.
Yeah, disinfected.
That is creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I guess you could call it a deer on the headlights.
No.
Oh, Jesus. I hope you keep this up, Tony.
Now he's trying to like redeem himself because his first joke sucked.
Because Abe totally snagged his joke.
Yeah.
But that deer was pretty badass.
It was. And actually.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I even made the comment that it looks so good for being a CGI deer. Like,
Oh, yeah. It looked pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was awesome. And basically what happened was there was a chemical leak at a biotech plant, and that has caused the start of the zombie apocalypse in South Korea. We are introduced to the fund manager, CEO, and he's a workaholic and a terrible fucking dad.
Horrible.
I think he's a good dad.
Well, see, that's the.
I don't see him as a bad dad, though.
Oh, no. See, I felt. No. Not at first. At first, I felt really bad for him because I felt like he was really. He really felt bad when he got out of the Wii and, like, he was trying really hard. And then as the movie went on, I'm like, dude, this dad fucking sucks.
Oh, he sucks. And he's. He is so bad that all his daughter wants for her birthday is just to go see her mom.
Yeah. But we don't know the mom and the circumstances about why she left.
Yeah.
Because at the end, when you see, like, oh, he was so happy to be, and he sacrificed so much for his kid.
Yeah. At the end, though. It's like he learned to be a good dad throughout the movie.
I think he was the stereotypical, my job is more important, dedicate all my time to that. So he missed out on a lot of things.
But that's kind of like their culture, though, too.
No, I agree.
Is that he has to sacrifice a lot of his, like,
it's like you sacrifice to show that you love him or something.
Yeah, like make that money, make sure that they're living comfortably.
And we don't know if the mom was crazy, if she left, because she left the kid.
No, they said that the kid said that mom left because he was selfish.
Because
he was working all the time.
Gotcha. I watched this without subtitles because I wanted to keep it authentic as possible.
You did not.
God, I wish you did.
I should piece everything together by what I was saying.
So here it sets up his daughter singing a song that'll come into play later. And he's watching that.
If she can finish it.
He's watching that that video from a recital that he missed because of work.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, the daughter gets scared, singing the song, and halfway through, she stops. She has to stop.
Then she gets ridiculed.
And then she gets ridiculed.
And can we talk?
It's a pretty sad moment.
Can we talk about the quality of this tape? I mean, the camcorder.
It was kind of
not that great.
What are you talking about?
The camcorder shot.
Yeah, it was great.
It would not look good.
You're crazy.
Well, I mean, when you're at a school recital, it's not like you can get the best angles.
And like,
true. You're kind of stuck in a seat.
If she was recording, why didn't the teacher be like, hey, guys, shut up? This is why Columbine happened.
That's why? All right, moving on. So instead of trying to be a good father, he just decides that it probably just be better to ship her off to her mom's like she wants.
He 100% does not.
That's how I view this whole thing.
You need to stop.
That's not how you view this?
You're biased.
See,
no.
I don't think he was against her going. I think it was more he wanted to take her on the train.
And he didn't want her to just go by herself.
Yeah, I agree.
On a
That's
train.
How old was he? Cuz
who's the worst parent? The one who wants their daughter to go on a train
by themselves
to Busan in the middle of this fucking outbreak?
But they don't know there's an outbreak.
No,
yet.
But still.
But still,
no,
I mean, you should not be traveling.
That's a long
She shouldn't
ass
be going
ride.
By herself. She's like what, 5?
I think she was 7.
Seven.
How
seven.
Old was she?
I think
still
she's about 7.
Still too young to ride the train by herself.
Yeah. She needed to be like 8 and a half tops to do that.
Yeah, but instead of trying to fix the relationship with the daughter, he is just like, all right, well, you can go see your mom. I'll take you.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to shelter
like, all right,
or try
what?
To fix your relationship with her.
Well, yeah, but at the same time.
Yeah, but she wants to see her mom.
Yeah, he fucked up on the Wii gift. So he's like, got to give her something she actually wants for her birthday.
But can we talk about that Wii moment? That was heartbreaking.
That was.
Because he was trying his hardest.
Yeah, you could tell. He felt bad.
He brought her a Wii for her birthday, and she opened it, saw it was a Wii, and then pointed out that he got her a Wii last birthday.
See, that's the part he loses a little credibility, because he should have remembered that he
bought
it.
What if he didn't buy
that
Wii, though?
He did. She said, you got it for me on this holiday.
No, she said for something day. She didn't say you got it for me. She just
sure
said
she did.
Oh, I have
she
a note about this.
Okay, you do? What is it?
Yeah.
Say?
I put a Wii ? I would be disappointed too. Oh yeah. What a shitty dad.
Wow. You'd prefer what, Nintendo?
Yeah, I mean
that
is a Nintendo,
technically.
But
oh,
Wii,
it isn't it God.
It's just the
I don't
the predecessor.
Yeah, it was a wonder to Switch that you didn't really need.
A Switch.
I think
but I don't think Switches were out in 16.
It wasn't, but
I'm just saying, I don't think it said that he got it for her. I think she said for Children's Day or something. It was some sort of weird day where I was like, wow, they have a day for that? Okay.
Children's Day?
Yeah. it was Children's Day for sure.
So they board the train to Busan, and there we get to meet all sorts of people. We get to meet a baseball team, a baseball cheerleader.
Love it.
I've never heard of this before.
Love it.
A pair of old lady sisters. A selfish old businessman type, a homeless guy, and my personal favorite, a working class guy and his pregnant wife.
Yeah, that was my favorite guy.
I love that guy. He's amazing.
I almost shut it off when he died. Spoiler alert.
Tony, we're not there yet.
It ends. I mean, he lives.
Brett's like,
I don't know how I'm going to save this podcast, guys.
It's okay.
As the train is about to depart, an infected girl runs past the train employee onto the train.
Can we all agree the guy, like, monitoring the train, guarding the train, did a piss-poor job? She was able to do it right behind him.
Dude, it's a train. What do you expect from them?
Hogwarts.
Wow.
As...
A Dementor got on Hogwarts Express, just saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what that would example be.
Just
no,
saying.
That's not going to happen in Hogwarts. They got their shit together.
Do we have a Harry Potter fight going on right now?
Yeah.
let this Hufflepuff talk.
Round one.
I'm not a Hufflepuff. I would be a Slytherin.
I would be
likely.
A Slytherin too.
No, fuck you. You're not. You're a fucking Ravenclaw.
I thought we were gonna bond. We're like, oh, we're both Slytherins.
Oh, okay. We could be both Slytherins.
We should high five. Right, yes.
Sorry.
All right. So the employee is trying to see if this infected girl is okay, and while she's got her back turned, the infected girl, you think she's dead, but she just pops right up as the zombie.
Pops
like,
up.
Like most skulls.
I love the zombie movement.
Oh,
love
no.
It. So twitchy and freaky.
Twitchy. And love then, it. And then, like, when they're getting up, they're, like, flinging limbs and shit.
They just pop up real quick.
Yeah, like
it's
the pop
super
and shit.
Weird.
Oh, and pop up, too, in, like, ways that you wouldn't be able to, like, usually
like they're gymnasts or something.
Yeah.
They are
freaky.
They
literally had to, like, scout for some people.
I want to know how they did that deal one, too. Okay, that was a pretty good effect.
No, yeah, that deer.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, guys, all hell breaks loose on this truck.
This is my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Oh, my God. They really kick this zombie train ride into gear, like, right the fuck away
in
this movie. And
this,
I love it.
This is exactly how I picture a the population changing in a zombie outbreak. Like, it starts with one person. In 5 seconds, there's like 12 people fucking zombies.
And it would be like this with the
fast
zombies
that
are in this movie.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
They're so scary.
None of us would be able to survive this shit.
Oh, I would.
No.
I would.
No, you're out. You're dead.
So real quick before I go on to, it's like a wave of zombies too. Like once people start getting affected, it's like a wave, and like there'll be like the initial wave, but then like on top of them is like another wave coming on top of like their backs or something like that. Like it's like a first wave and then a second wave.
Oh, gotcha. I see.
It's so scary.
Oh my God. So yeah, the pregnant wife, Seong. Abe, is that right?
Pregnant wife is Seong Kyung.
Yeah, Seong. She makes her husband, Yoon, maybe.
We'll call him whatever.
Let's just call him Yoon.
I call him the cool dad.
He was the good. I like this guy. Okay. A baseball jacket guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super sweetheart.
So the pregnant wife, Seong, makes cool dad, cool soon-to-be dad, help Seo and his daughter, Soo-han. Then Seo doesn't do the same for Yoon a minute later, which pisses off Yoon a real bad, cool dad, real bad. and that starts their relationship out on the wrong foot.
So awkward.
Did you mention about that one like homeless guy who like everyone dead?
I love the homeless guy.
Because
the homeless guy too.
I think so he had the best kill to arc in this movie.
Well, I mentioned that he's on the train, but I haven't gave any specifics yet about him. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. So they get out on the wrong foot, and I like that Cool Dad calls Seo, he just calls him asshole.
Yep.
Or some
asshole.
Variant of that for the whole rest of the movie, even after they get
but
along.
Yep. They continue to bond, and you can tell.
Yeah, oh yeah, they continue to bond, which is great.
Well, see, this is where I lost a lot of respect for the dad.
Okay,
because,
well, like Seo?
No, the real dad. Like,
okay.
I don't remember his name.
We'll go Will Dad, Cool Dad.
Real Dad.
His last name was Kim.
Okay.
Call him Kim.
Anyway, real dad. So he's sleeping on the train. He wakes up when shit starts going crazy.
Yep.
Looks over. His daughter's not there.
Yep.
Still calm and collect.
Yeah.
Oh, no worries. She's just not here.
Yeah.
My side. And then he starts seeing like people running towards the front of the train. Nope. Just still chilling. Nothing. Walking forward. Like, what's going on? Oh, this is crazy.
What's going on?
But you know what? In her defense, she was a very responsible kid.
That's no excuse. She's 7 years old.
Yeah, she's still seven at the end of the day.
Like, he's so blasé about everything involving his daughter, and it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So, some of the passengers, after this initial zombie wave, some of the passengers are able to make it to safety in another car, and they figure out that if the zombies can't see them, it's out of sight, out of mind.
And I love how they did that. They didn't come right out and say it.
Nope.
All they did was they just started plastering the newspapers over the window.
Yep.
And then you notice the knocking and everything stops.
Yep.
I loved that. I loved how they did it. They didn't have to explain everything.
Oh, no. They show everything because the CEO guy, when they get on the other side of the door, the cool dad, he's trying to hold a door closed. And then the CEO guy, the real dad, he's the one that like he notices that, they're not even reaching for the doorknobs.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they don't know what the fuck's going on. They're just trying to get at us.
Although, I'm not going to lie. That guy, he took a gamble.
Yeah.
I don't care if I made that observation or not. I'm not risking it.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, we're fine. I'm like, no, they could accidentally do that.
Just let go of the door.
Let go of the door that you just slide with
your
finger.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
I caught that. I'm like, no, that's dumb.
They plaster up the newspaper over the door, and they are safe for the moment. And then they're able to hop on some phones, some cell phones that they have, and they start seeing news reports. My favorite of the news reports, guys, is when it shows in like this parking lot, like an open parking lot, and there's a helicopter that goes over.
Gosh.
And, yes.
And bodies are dropping out of the helicopter. They drop to the ground, smash, and then they get up and start chasing motherfuckers.
And it was the skateboard boy.
And it was so gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that scene, guys.
Yes.
Yep. That's my fave of the news reports.
And then another one that I liked was when they were showing... They were all checking their cell phones, freaking out and everything, and they showed the one girl's cell phone. And keep in mind, all of this is in Korean, so we can't read anything. But then you just see like the comment threads growing and growing. Like, my heart actually dropped a little bit because like I don't know what that says, but I can like place it in my mind.
But it's bad.
Like with all of the check-in thing they had on Facebook years ago with all the people in shootings and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what I pictured. And like, oh my gosh, all those people not knowing what's going on and freaking out about their family.
Which always freaks me out when I see is somebody is marked safe from something. I'm like, I hate that.
Oh,
I hate that. Like, oh, I mean,
it's
great.
It's good, but
it's so weird that we have that.
But I know. Yeah. It's so like,
weird.
Every time I see something, like, oh, God, what happened?
At this point, the conductor of the train, he has decided that they are now going to stop at the next station that's on the way to Busan. They're going to get off there because he is told that there's a military safe zone there now at the next stop. So they try to make it to the safe zone. Except when they get there, guys, it's a zombie ambush. And all hell breaks loose again.
Yep.
Was anybody worried about the baseball team? I was.
In what way?
Because
if anybody on that train, I picture they're in the best shape
themselves. Yeah, I know they were, but then they like cut away from them for the longest time. I'm like, what happened to the baseball team?
I'll get you.
I wanted to follow what happened with that story. And the cheerleader.
And right here, I like, because they walk through like the whole train station terminal and everything, thinking that, you know, the military is going to be just up ahead. And they're going down this this escalator. They're going down it, and they start seeing like the military guys, the legs as they're coming down.
Oh, hope.
The legs.
Oh, yeah.
But everything's great.
Yeah. Everything's going to be good.
But before that, the real dad called ahead. Knowing that was not going to be good, so he got the heads up, and then the homeless guy followed him.
By the way, when they pull up to this place in the train, to this train station, guys, it looks deserted. I'm not going in that fucking
station. No, I'm saying on the train.
Stay here because this is not a good sign.
No. Have they never seen a zombie movie before?
No.
Apparently
I mean,
not.
The more if it looks like it's supposed to be a well populated area and it's not. It's bad news, Bears.
It's bad news. I ain't going fucking near it.
No.
And there's another part like that at the end, but we'll get to it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, the Atomies. The zombies attacked him, and they have to attempt to get back to their train. They get behind some glass doors, and they have trouble locking it as more zombies just keep running the fuck into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love like the zombies just running into the glass, like banging their fucking heads into it.
That's one thing.
Splattering and shit like that.
That's one thing that they did in this movie that they don't do in a lot of other zombie movies is... I felt like the actors being zombies were more committed to it.
Yeah.
Because they weren't pulling any punches. When they ran into glass, they pretended like they didn't know what they were doing, and they ran into the glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the part that you're about to mention, when the glass finally breaks and like 50 zombies just tip over. Oh,
it's intimidating.
So great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. So, some of the guys, they stay back and they're holding the doors as the rest of them try to get back to the train. Like you said, Abe, then the glass fucking breaks.
Boom.
Oh, my God. I love that part.
Yeah.
So cool.
So cool. And like you said, like 50 fucking zombies just like come barreling through and chasing after them. And at this part, the pregnant woman, the little girl, the homeless guy, and one of the old lady sisters, they get to the train and they get on the train, but they get into a car that is basically like a car on one side and the car on the other side are just filled with zombies.
And they're stranded.
And they're stranded and they have to hide out in the bathrooms there. At this point, CO and maybe Yoon. Cool dad.
Yep.
They make it back to the train with the 50 motherfuckers chasing after them. Also, there's another cool glass breaking scene where...
On top of the train?
On top of the train. Yeah, as they're all trying to run back to the train there. I think it's that...
Oh, like the skywalk?
I think it's that horde, comes out of the skywalk.
Yep.
And just like barreling to the ground and onto the train and bouncing off the top of the train and just like landing on the ground and then getting up and chasing them after
them. Oh, that's what's terrifying, man.
Fast zombies are just a... God, if it
we're
happened.
Dead.
We're
dead.
No, we're done.
We're done. I give up. they make it back to the train right here, guys, is where I start to love Cool Dad because, you know, CO, like the characters, they get to the train right here, but Cool Dad, Cool Dad.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Cool Dad. He like runs out of his way to pick up like a shield and a fucking like battering thing.
Yep.
Yeah, like a hammer or something and just
Billy
like
club.
Yeah, and he's just like dodging motherfucking zombies and shit like that.
No way he should have caught that train.
Oh my god. Well, especially with I'm chubby. I know how slow chubby guys run.
Yeah,
you wouldn't get that train. But this is movie world. So they make it to the train. Those characters do. But they are they're only able to get to a car that's in the back of the train.
29.
So right there, they make contact with a pregnant woman's group in the middle of the train, and they decide that they're going to rescue them on their way to the front of the train, where there's a whole bunch of a whole shitload of other survivors.
All the privileged. The one percenters.
Yeah, the one percenters. It's like,
that's how I feel about this whole fucking movie.
No, it's true.
Hated like the bigness guy.
Like right here, it turns into like a class warfare kind of thing. 100%.
Because so many lives could have been saved without that guy.
Oh my God. Yeah, that asshole businessman. Our heroes here, the cool dad, real dad, and baseball guy.
Yep.
I like to call baseball kid.
Baseball kid.
Okay, baseball kid. We'll switch it to that. They get ready for a zombie rumble.
Yes, they do.
They're like,
I'm not a fan of how they prepared.
No?
Fucking tape around the wrists.
Yeah, like tape. I mean, they're taping things to the wrists,
they did the best they could.
I know. They were improvising. That just seems so...
Yeah, but then they can hold the zombies back with their forearm, which seems to be, like, the main, like, the most common thing.
Defense.
Yeah. See, that's another thing I loved about this movie is they never really... I don't feel like they ever really kill a single zombie in this whole thing. Mm-mm. And, like, they don't know anything. Like, they are... How people literally would be in a zombie outbreak, this is how they'd be.
Yeah.
They are just completely improvising. They are just trying to fight for their lives.
Just trying to survive.
They're not the badasses that are just like slaying zombies left and right.
But right here, they start to turn into some badasses.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Because
they're realistic badass in my head.
Exactly. Which kind of makes the movie even better.
Right. Oh, no, I agree.
Badasses. They go through the zombie rumble they do, guys.
Yeah.
The first car that they go to, they whomp some ass.
Yep.
And it's kind of fun to watch. Like you said, regular people.
Oh yeah.
That don't exactly know. They're not like horror movie heroes.
Martial artists. No. They don't have like military training. Nope. They're just regular Joes. Punching, kicking, whatever they can do to keep getting bit.
And yeah, exactly. Not get bit and just try to make it to the next fucking car.
Just surviving.
Although, big dude, cool dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in something. Like, he had to be something.
He seems like he was like...
Like a boxer or something.
Yeah, like a boxer. Like, he does look like he's had some training somewhat. But, I mean, nothing like...
Because he also...
Nothing that they say.
Right.
He didn't, like, falter when it was time to, like, beat some ass.
No, he was...
Unlike other people would.
He was resolved.
I think he had some type of shady path they did not discuss.
Or that.
I could see that.
So, while they are rumbling, they go through a tunnel, a train tunnel. Mm-hmm. And they quickly realize that the zombies can't see in the dark. I liked that part.
That scene.
Yeah.
When they realize it. And then like they're trying to like the sneak. My heart was in my throat. I'm just like, oh my God. It was so tense.
I loved it. Like the CEO guy, he's got the two cell phones. I think he took a cell phone from somebody else. And he tosses one down.
No, he took the cool dads.
Yeah. He asked for the cool dads.
So he throws that down on the other end of the train and calls the phone, and then all the zombies like they just hear the sound, so they go towards that. I like that they just do like a cat and mouse game.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely!
And then zombies, that's neat.
And then Will Dad made fun of the Cool Dad ringtone.
Yeah.
And then he asked, "How do I change it?"
So the guys they get to the trapped girls and the homeless guy, and they are able to save them. But in the process, the zombies notice them. Ooh, as they're trying to get away, they try to get to the other survivors in the next car up.
Backtrack.
The one percenters. Yeah.
Backtrack. Okay, so they're in the bathroom, and then the zombies notice. So then the boys. The baseball, cool dad, real dad, they all go into the other bathroom.
Yeah.
And I thought that this part was really cool and like super cute because the cool dad, I think he was talking about him being a fund manager guy. And then he's like, So you're like the bad dad, but only because you're sacrificing so much for your family. Mm-hmm. And he even says that dads get the shit end. Because,
he extends the olive branch. I love that scene too.
That was, it was really cute. And then, you know, they had a little moment and I loved they did. It.
Yeah. Yep.
So now they're trying to get to the next car up to the other survivors, the 1%, like Abe said. But they, the 1%ers have barricaded themselves into that car in fear of one of the other group being infected.
Yeah, fuck the 1% old.
And the asshole businessman is just such an asshole, guys.
Oh, he is just a fear-monger. Complete fear-monger.
I mean, if he would have let them in, they would have been just fine.
Yeah.
So the group of survivors, they're led by this asshole businessman. The cheerleader is in this group, but she's trying to get to her friend the whole time. Yep. Like, she's trying to talk them into, like, these people, you know, they're not infected. They're just survivors like us. Like, let's save as many motherfuckers as we can. Ain't nobody having it.
No.
So they're like holding her down, covering her mouth. So they
It made me so mad.
From this point, for like the next, I'm going to say roughly 10 minutes, every emotion that you could feel, I felt
right
it.
There.
There is just so much going on in this little moment of time that you just feel angry, you feel sad, you're pissed. It's just everything.
Because at the same time that the cool dad, he is on the other side of that car, and he's trying to hold the door shut.
Yes.
Yeah.
With zombies like
zombies
they got their
piling
arms,
up behind him.
They got their arms in. One zombie lady gets her fucking head in there.
Yep.
And at that point, while he's trying to hold the door closed, he gets his hand bit.
Yep.
God, I wanted him.
I was so upset about this.
Oh my gosh!
Like, I wanted him to be in a sequel.
Like an hour and 15 minutes of a 2-hour movie. You got the best character dying.
Yeah.
Oh, which sucks.
So heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, but they have it in there because it's heartbreaking.
Oh no, 100%.
Which sucks, but God, I wanted him more.
Yeah, I wanted more of him, and I was upset when he died.
And the second he realized it, he didn't hesitate. He's just like, no, go.
Yep.
I'll hold him as long as I can.
Take my pregnant wife.
Forgot about that.
Motherfucker, though. Oh. So CO takes the pregnant wife, but the cool dad picks up, because he's turning into a zombie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picks up a zombie in his arms and then uses that to like try to ram the zombie's back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He laughing, he said to his pregnant wife, he got the name picked out of the baby.
Yeah. Oh, I forget. So
it was like Yun Yun something. Yep. I forget.
It's so sad.
It was so sad.
I hated seeing him go.
Yeah.
But that guy, the cool dad, he is successful at holding them back long enough to where, you know, CO, the baseball guy, they're able to like wiggle into the next the next car up with the asshole business guy and his fucking group.
Yeah.
Eye roll to his fucking group.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck that group.
Yeah. And the way that they're able to get in there.
Yeah.
They smash some fucking glass, guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were talking about something else. Okay.
Oh, no. They're not fucking around. They smash that glass.
Yes, they do.
Our group, our hero group, that's what I'm going to call them from now on.
The hero group,
they smash the glass. They're able to get it in. They get with the next doors up in the car. They're able to get that closed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
seems safe and sound.
Everything seems safe. The CEO guy, the real dad, he tries to basically tell the asshole businessman that you fucked up. Like,
yeah,
why the fuck didn't you let us in? Motherfuckers died.
Yeah.
And asshole businessman, he's like, look at this motherfucker's
eyes.
He's acting crazy. He's got the infection. So the businessman, he's like, fuck these motherfuckers, kicks them on to the next car up. Which is the stupidest fucking move,
stupid.
By the way.
It's so that safe is, up
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
who,
put a barrier between your zombies and the 1%ers that you're trying to save.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm putting the...
Idiot.
If I'm asshole
but
business
good on
guy,
him.
If I'm asshole business guy, I'm moving my group to the next one up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys deal with the zombies first, and then we'll be fine.
Yep. So basically, he's successful on getting them kicked out to the next one. And CEO, his daughter, Suhan... the pregnant girl and the homeless man, baseball player, and the cheerleader, they get sent packing. But just when the businessman thinks that his car's safe, the old sister sees her now zombie sister on the other side of that glass.
But you missed it.
No, he didn't. No, because Yeah,
she sacrificed herself to shut the door.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, she did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, she sacrificed herself to shut the door in the first place, and that's why you get.
Yeah,
because
they were. Yep, I see what you're saying.
Yep. So, the old lady sister, she sees on the other side that her sister, who's now a zombie, is on the other side of that door, and she is not happy with her group.
Which I love the way she comes about it, though, because yeah, it's too. Not like she comes right out and says, oh, I fucked up. She's like, she expresses hate for her sister, kind of like always doing things for other people. Why do you gotta take care of yourself in these situations? And then as she's talking, she's like, you know what? She was right. My sister's right the whole fucking time.
Yep. Fuck these
Fuck
jokers.
These guys.
Fuck these jokers.
Fuck these jokers. So,
that's what she said. Fuck these jokers.
Then she unleashes carnage, and the karma hits real fucking hard right here for some motherfuckers.
Love it.
Love it.
Some brutal shit. And out of that whole group, which is there probably like 15, 20 people in that
right
car.
Around there.
Yeah. Out of that whole group, only two motherfuckers survived that shit.
And this pissed me off.
The asshole businessman.
So mad.
And then one other motherfucker.
The conductor.
Was it?
No.
It not
was the guy, though.
Well, not the driver, but the conductor. Yeah. He's the one at the back who makes sure everybody's on board. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
They are able to get into a bathroom right there. Everybody else in that car fucking dies. And I loved that mainly, like, they... Just like our hero group, they're in the next car up, hearing the whole
thing. They know what's going on.
They know what the fuck's going on. None of them budge to try to help anybody.
Nope.
They just, they got sent packing.
I don't blame them.
So they're just loving hearing all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can almost see some smiles and shit right there from the hero group. Karma, man. So they all die. Then the train pulls up to a train station, but the rest of the track is blocked. So they have to, the conductor tells them that, fuck, we got to switch some trains here, guys. We got to get to this other train. Mm-hmm. I'll go warm it up real quick and pull it around.
See, I love the driver, too, because he's like, he's for everybody back there. He's like, don't worry, I got this. He doesn't hesitate either. He's like,
nope.
I'm going to park the train. I'm going to go see if there's a way we can clear the tracks, or if I can get another train. I got your back.
We got another hero here.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And I love heroes in movies.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know he doesn't even know if there's people back there either. That's what I love about that guy.
Hey, if there's anybody back there, I'm going to pull a train up, guys. If not...
Yeah, I mean, at least he tried.
He did his job well.
Yeah.
He should get Employee of the Month.
So then we find out that the asshole business guy, that's where we find out that motherfucker's still alive. He's in that bathroom with that other guy after the train has stopped. And he wants to make it to the new train. Mm-hmm. So what he does is that other guy that he's in the bathroom with, he just pushes him right into some zombies when they open the door and takes off the other direction.
See, I
hate this guy.
Even if I was in his situation and I was this guy, like I had his mannerisms and everything, I don't think there'd be enough time to shove a guy out and then try to dip past. I wouldn't take that risk.
No,
I would hold on to him until I have more opportunity to use him as bait.
Until I have to shove
him
in. Yeah, don't do it right away.
No, you're blowing your load too early. You got to... Maybe like if you're running away with him, like you hit him in the knee so he trips and then outrun him. That's what I would do.
I like how you're like, I don't like this asshole businessman because I'd be more of an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying that's if he's going to be an asshole, he might as well go to the tent.
Might as well go all out.
I agree. He had to get out of that bathroom somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
But I wouldn't have taken that risk.
So businessman, he tries to take off for this new train. But in the process, he gets a lot of motherfuckers killed. He gets the guy in the bathroom, mm-hmm. like we talked about, that was with him. He gets the train conductor killed.
Yep.
Basically uses him as bait also.
Yep.
Yeah, he looked no good. I hate this guy.
No good. Oh, and the fucking baseball player and the cheerleader.
Oh, God.
Which was I thought was the saddest part of the movie. I thought. When the cheerleader is dying and it's in, like, she's dying in the baseball player's arms.
Yeah.
And you know that they had that, like, that young love thing going on. And
Then they're like, oh,
he
beautiful.
He's crying.
He would not let go.
See, if I was, this is where I struggle, because if I was in this situation, if it was Ashlyn and I, my instinct, I'm not going to lie, I applaud what this guy did. I don't know if I'd have the power or the restraint, because I'd want to go after the driver guy or go after the businessman and beat his ass.
So you'd kill Ashlyn as the, like, zombie Ashlyn.
See, I don't know if I'd kill her. Oh, okay. That's, oh.
He'd let me run free.
I would want to run free if I turn into a zombie.
Yeah.
Take out my teeth or something.
See, that's what I say. I want to know. I mean, I know I'm not going to remember it, but the experience of a zombie. So just take me out.
So like a Shaun of the Dead type situation.
Yeah. Cut my arms off. Yeah. Take out my teeth so I can't hurt anybody. And then just let me run loose. But no, I would have just left her. I think I would have just left her side and go after the guy.
And go after that,
because that would be my instinct. But yeah. I applaud what the baseball guy did.
God, and he was too heartbroken, man.
Too heartbroken, and he's like, let's just go out together. Screw it. Let's her turn, and then she kills him. Oh, so beautiful.
Like I said, I think that's my saddest part of the movie, I think. From there, Sio and his group, they're trying to get to the new train also, but then an out-of-control, on-fire fucking train comes in and smashes into another fucking train. Tips over, trapping Sio, Suan, pregnant woman, and homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. God, this scene... this scene's fucking intense, guys. Oh my god! Like I could picture this that part being like. I know it's not a Universal movie or anything, but like they do like rides. You know what I mean? Like the Jaws the ride, or King Kong the ride, or something like that. You know, like
Train to
Busan. This fucking part with like motherfuckers. You know, there's these zombie actors or something.
The glass
like
above.
Get to you. Yeah, the glass above, because it's tipped over.
Yeah,
into they just the next look train. Up. Yeah,
zombies
behind glass that's cracking, guys. In fucking tense. Loved it.
It reminds me of one of the most tense scenes from any Jurassic Park ever.
Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah.
When the trailer's hanging over the cliff and they're on that glass and they're just trying to move really slowly.
And it's cracking.
There's so much tension and I just love it.
And I love this in those scenes like that. Just that sound alone of the grass. Yeah.
No, there's like, no music or anything ever.
No, you don't
it's
need
just
it.
You hear that glass. You
know, yeah.
Oh,
and I think that was Lost World Park 2.
Yeah, Lost World.
Yep, World. Right there, Tony, your homeless guy, saves the fucking day.
He was so sweet.
No,
what a pimp.
But we forgot the scene where they were like together, Will Dad and him.
Yeah.
Right? And then like you were like, ooh, let's do this. Yeah. And then homeless guy steps on like a pop can and almost fucks it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a funny scene.
At this part, homeless guy, Tony, your homeless guy, he saves the fucking day, and he holds back the horde so that the other three can escape through this small ass hole that pregnant lady ain't getting her belly through.
No.
The scene, why I like the homeless guy so much, because he was like in it for himself the entire movie, and he just sacrificed himself.
See, I don't feel like he was ever in it for himself. I feel like he was completely... The whole time he was about the group, and he wanted to survive.
What about the time he went with the wheel dad and let everybody else go? Because
Sorry, but I would have totally followed him too.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I know that guy's a selfish prick.
He looked like he had connections,
and he knew he went with so much intent that I would have followed him.
You're talking about the beginning. The homeless guy heard the phone.
That's
call.
That's true too. I forgot about that.
He heard the phone call. He knew where the fuck that CEO guy was going.
Yeah.
See, I was really hopeful in this scene. Because when the homeless guy went over and he was holding back the horde, he was doing it in such a way that he was not actually holding them. Like I don't know if he's using like wires or something, but he had a barrier.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to escape. I was really hopeful for a brief second.
Yeah, but how?
I know how.
He might have. You never saw him die on screen.
Well, you thought he was going to because the glass broke on the one side of the car.
Oh, that's
and he
right.
He was holding him back. But then you thought that, maybe he could just slip out that hole or something. Yeah, and then on the other side of the car.
In the foreground, all of a sudden you see a wave of zombies just fall
out of the other
he's
side.
He's trapped.
But done, if I know homeless man for. Like I do, he's alive.
You know homeless men pretty well?
I mean, the homeless man. I don't know homeless men per se.
Not in real life.
No, but I know this homeless man is a final.
The homeless guy dies, unfortunately. Pregnant girl magics her way out of that fucking hole.
Homeless man, quote unquote, dies. I mean,
That's debatable.
We'll see.
I felt bad for the pregnant lady this whole movie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She is trying to run so much, and I just feel like that baby.
And she's running for
I'm shocked that she hasn't gone into labor because of all this. Like all the stress, all the running, everything. Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't that far, though.
But that baby didn't come out fighting because cool dad of the final.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Our three people, they make it to the other train just fucking barely with just a huge.
Another great scene.
Huge group of horde of zombies just racing at them. And that shot where it's like up above and showing it like the just train there.
Wave.
And the wave of zombies. It's so fucking epic, guys.
Yes.
they get on the train. The train... like one or two zombies, they're able to like latch on to the train, and then the horde starts to latch on to those motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and just creates a big old chain of zombies.
It's like that. What's that monkey?
Monkey.
Monkeys in a barrel.
In a barrel. Yeah. It's like that. Like they all just like latch onto this fucking train, and pretty soon there's like 50 fucking zombies.
See what I love about that too is they didn't use CGI for all those. It looked like real people being drugged by a train, and it looked so cool.
So cool.
These are like the scariest zombies I could ever imagine.
Oh no, terrifying.
And they got lucky when shit kicking 102 made them all fall off.
Yeah.
See, that guy was a little slow to the thing because that's exactly what I said. I yelled out loud, start kicking their hands.
Start now, motherfucker.
With that first one, there's only one holding on. Just start beating the shit. Break that hand off.
I thought they were going to go when that guy was running on top of them. That zombie.
Like you said, they are able to kick the zombie monkeys in a barrel off of the train. And you think that they're safe now. So they go up to the front of the train and they find the asshole businessman who's
goddamn businessman.
Now a fucking zombie or just
he's on the verge.
On the very
his
last
which
have
I kind of
legs.
I kind of hated this scene.
I would have knocked this guy out.
Yeah. The reason I hate it.
Let's hear it.
Is because he comes out. He's all like, I'm just going to see my mom, which I like. They humanized him a little bit, gave me a little sympathy for him. It wasn't enough. I didn't have sympathy for him. But and then they point out the fact, like, he's like, dude, you're done. You're dying.
Infected.
You're infected.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he looks down, and then all of a sudden, he's a fucking zombie.
And then he turns.
That was just so stupid, so cheesy.
But maybe it's because then he realized it, and there was no hope for it. Like all hope just went from him. So
but I don't see that having any effect on a virus.
On him.
Well, no, not like on a virus base. Like it's like just because you realize you're infected. I don't think. I thought it was. I think they rushed it a little bit. I get it. I feel like they should have just had him turned when he came out.
Yeah.
Fuck trying to make us sympathize with the guy. That's.
I
don't think there's enough
because he looks like a zombie at that point.
Yeah.
When he's up in the front of the thing and they open the door and everything, but then CO he quickly shuts the door and then the business guy gets up,
uses
opens
the handle,
the door.
Yeah.
And at that point, the first time I watched this,
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I thought zombies couldn't open these fucking doors.
I did too.
And then he starts talking, so I'm just like, all right, what the fuck?
Still toning.
See, I think they should have just got rid of the whole door thing. He opens the door, he comes out, he's a zombie, and just go from there. Because there's nothing you can say that's going to make me sympathize for this asshole with as many people as he's killed.
Oh, check, not have a door.
Yeah.
Or not have a door.
I agree.
Have it already swung open.
Everything, just get rid of that changing scene because it pissed me off.
Yeah. So at that point, the business guy, he comes out, says his lines about his fucking mom, tries to get our sympathy, doesn't work.
Nope.
Speak for yourself.
Tony's on that guy's side now.
Tony's heartstrings have been pulled.
Like, fuck that guy until now. But like, he had a mom.
No.
He is now the hero of
this movie. You know what?
CO, he goes up against the now zombie asshole businessman, gets bit in the process of throwing, and you thought that CO was safe, man.
Not me. Nobody's safe.
I mean,
that's a safe principle. That's a good principle to have, but I couldn't help but get so attached to him and want him to survive.
Exactly. You get attached because at the beginning,
I hated him.
He's not a good dad, or if you think he's a good dad that's trying,
he's still failing.
He's still failing even though he's trying.
Yeah.
After they killed Cool Dad, anything
that his arc and, yeah, was his, amazing.
Exactly, his arc. Just throughout the whole movie, you start to really dig this guy.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do for his daughter. Nope, he gets bit by a zombie.
I cried so and then, fucking hard.
Basically, from... Because this whole movie, I was taking notes, yeah. And I was writing down like a brief example of what happened. At this point, from here on, literally the only thing I could say was, wow. That's really? All I could write, because, man, it was so fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I mean, the second you see him get bit, you're like... Maybe he didn't get bit. Maybe there's some kind of loophole.
Maybe he can chop off the hand.
Right? That's what I said. I was hoping for anything.
I wrote down wow, dot, 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 just wow, at a part here in just a second.
Okay.
Because he gets bit.
Yes.
Right? He ushers in a pregnant woman and his daughter into the front of the train.
Shows her how to operate it real quick.
All of a sudden, he knows how to drive trains.
Right.
So he gives a quick tutorial.
I like the fact that he says one of these has to be the brake. Yeah, and then right, it shows true. The that's panel true. And it says brake.
Brake.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, maybe he can't read English.
Yeah, he probably can't read English.
So he gets them up there, gives this quick tutorial, says goodbye to his daughter.
Oh.
His daughter's screaming, and then slams the door and goes to the fucking back. And right here, guys.
Oh, God.
The shadow shot.
I like him turning into a zombie while having flashbacks of his daughter being born or as a baby.
Right.
As his daughter is screaming for him in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I put wow. It dot, showed dot, dot, just wow.
It showed how much he killed.
It that makes me want to tear up just so thinking about hard. It. I'm not gonna lie.
You look like you're tearing right now.
It's sad as shit.
We got our first podcast crying. We were both crying like during this part because it was so fucking sad.
So sad, guys.
Oh.
So yeah.
And then that shadow shot though.
Yeah.
That's my favorite shot.
That
of
was
movie.
Beautiful.
Where he flings himself off.
Yep.
Because you can't see that.
No, but he does it to save them.
Yeah.
We already got the emotionality out of the scene. You don't even need to see him actually.
No.
Yep. You just need to see some shadows, which great on the directors.
Yeah, loved it.
Less is more.
Yep, exactly.
But at the same time, I feel I'm even glad they didn't go for even less. Like, I don't know. I guess there's no other way to convey that he sacrificed himself.
Yeah,
but I like the idea of how they did it.
Yeah.
It was just enough. It was beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And then at this point, the pregnant woman and Suhan, the daughter, they drive the train as far as they can, and then they come up to a blockade right outside of a tunnel. So they get out and walk into the
dark-ass tunnel?
Yeah, nah, fam.
No.
I mean,
ain't doing it.
I mean, if they died here, they deserve it.
They don't know that there's military on the other side.
Yeah,
they don't know shit.
Although zombies can't see in the dark.
I don't care. They don't know how short the tunnel is. When they walk into it, they don't know anything about this.
I mean, I'm going to say the safer place is in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you're walking out of the tunnel. You don't know what the fuck's on the other side.
Yeah,
that's why you're looking.
But they can dig under the tunnel.
Have fun with the tunnel.
I'm going to be in the tunnel.
Tell me how it is. What I said was, because Ashlyn said at first, like, can't they? Because you see the barricade.
Yeah.
It's barely on the track. It's just like one of those little things that they use at concerts, like the little rolled metal thing. If I would have just slowed the train down just enough to push all that out of the way and stay in the train the whole, because I agree. That's fuck true. Getting out in that tunnel.
Fuck getting out in that tunnel.
No, I don't care if they can't see me or not. No, it's gonna be. You have a little girl with you.
But at some point, you're gonna have to get out of the train.
No, agreed. But I'm gonna stay in that train as long as possible.
Yep. then it shows on the other side of the tunnel, and you do not that they knew this, but they have there's military on the other side, and they're about to shoot on them because
that was terrifying.
They see them walking up, but they don't see there's not enough light in there to know if they're zombies or survivors.
Yep.
But then,
and they are just about to fucking shoot.
He's like his fingers on the trigger, he starts pulling up that tension,
and he had to
kill them.
Yep.
And then he starts hearing it. The song that she sang in the video at the beginning.
That she couldn't finish. But you're doing it for her dad.
She gets a chance to finish it at the end. It was cute.
Although I felt like she was singing very angrily. She had a lot of emotion. Like she was basically yelling. She wasn't singing. She was yelling it.
Maybe she would like the director made her do it over and over. Like, I'm going to. Yeah. I had it.
That's true. It could have been behind the scenes frustration.
Like, I already nailed this and I got to do it again. And that's the take you went with?
So, I was proud of her for getting this song out.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's my question. why the fuck is this pregnant woman letting this little kid? You don't know what's on the other side.
That's
you
true.
Haven't seen these military that's motherfuckers true. Yet. You're but, just going to let this little kid start singing yeah, as loud as they fucking can? But,
I was too taken up in the moment to realize that.
Yeah, but, true. Hey, you, but, I was too the first, because this is my third time. But, I was too. Not on my third time, though.
But in her defense, she lost her husband. She been through a lot. She could have been in shock.
No, yeah. There's no defense for this. Don't let have this you, little kid bring zombies shock? Down on us.
Have you ever been in shock?
No.
I have. I can see it.
Thank God, though, that they don't. They,
no, agreed.
That there is military people on the other side and not zombies. Yeah. They,
well, and thank God she was singing because it worked out.
Because I'm just saying, when I was in shock, I don't remember a lot.
It ends up working out for them, and the military stands down, and they run out. They help them out. And then,
I love how quick they respond because it's like, we got survivors. And survivors, then everyone flooded that tunnel to help them out. So awesome.
And then that brings us.
And then they lived happily ever after.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? I like to think that
no, they didn't.
That these characters did live happily ever after.
Yeah.
I'd love You'd like that to think they so. Did, but Busan was taken over, like, you know.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Maybe in the sequel. Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out after we hear from our podcast family, the Prescribed Films Podcast Network.
Whoop.
And when we come back, we'll have a little bit of a sequel talk. We'll get a kill count, and we'll do some ratings.
Good luck on that kill count. I gotta pee real quick. Me too.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, PFPN. You guys are fucking awesome. Trivia? Did anybody bring any trivia to the table?
The only one I found, it wasn't much. Yeah. The only one that I found that was really interesting was it is the first film to break $1 million in the Singapore box office.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
I saw that.
I thought that was pretty cool.
The trivia on this was kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
guys.
It really was.
Yeah. There was only one that I found that interesting, and that is on IMDb. It says, this is not the first Zombies on a Train film. Horror Express tackled a similar subject 40 years earlier, albeit less frenetically.
Yeah.
I found that interesting because I saw that yesterday afternoon after I watched the movie. And that fucking morning, that same morning, I had bought the Horror Express DVD from the Attack of the Killer podcast guys at a booth that they had set up at the mall.
Really?
Unbeknownst to me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck that movie was about, Horror Express. It just sounded kind of interesting. The reason that they were selling it, it's part of their Killer Commentary series where they take an old movie that's in the public domain and they record a commentary track for it.
That is nuts.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? This morning, I was planning on watching this new Blu-ray that I got of the 70s Suspiria. I just got that in the mail on Friday. And I was going to watch that for the first time this morning with my coffee. But I felt like after I read that and bought the DVD of Horror Express, I had to watch that this morning.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So I watched that shit instead.
Nice.
And Horror Express, it's pretty fucking crazy, guys. It's got like a Bigfoot-like character as a monster. It's got a fucking alien. It's got zombies.
Damn, they went for it.
It's got Christopher Lee. Man. It's fucking ridiculous.
It sounds like a Horror Express of twins.
It's an Express of Horror, guys. I loved it, the Horror Express movie. And if anybody wants to check that out, just go to AOTKP.com and get Horror Express Killer Commentary.
Heck yeah.
Check that shit out. Highly recommended for me, at least. So.
Sounds interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot going on for a movie, but.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, no. That's a perfect happy coincidence thing right there.
Perfect.
I love it.
Coincidence. I read that and I was like, I have that DVD. I just bought that this morning. I have to watch it. So, basically.
Nice.
So, Tony, do we have a kill count?
Kill count.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Let us know. What's up?
Okay, so there have been multiple kill counts online. Okay. I counted and everything. So it's just, what do we want?
Okay.
Okay.
Do we want a 144? Do we want a 160? Or my personal favorite, a 168, which would take us to 301.
See, I don't know what logic they're using. Yeah. That's because are they counting zombies? Because I wouldn't count zombies. A zombie death doesn't count as a death, in my opinion.
No, but I mean, there's also those news reports. That's true. I could, you know, where with a lot of people dying, but you don't actually. Some of them, you don't actually see them dying.
What if we? Yeah. What,
so
if what
we if
average
we go
them?
With this, okay,
let's do an average
of
them all.
I like that.
What are our numbers?
I was gonna say it's 144.
160.
168. 168. Let me guess. 152.
You're close.
What is it?
157.3. So we'll say 157.
Okay, cool. 157. We're not going to do 0.3?
No.
What was it? 157?
157.
Holy shit.
Which brings our... I don't know. What
That's
are our old?
It was 133.
So we basically doubled... So again, our most of our kill count came from three movies.
So we got just up by 11 from Red 301. We got 290.
290.
Nice.
In case anybody was curious, I got paid us off. That Korean film, that gay porn, it took me about 40 minutes to look up. It's called Happy Together, and it was released 1997.
Happy Together.
Cute, yeah. I love it.
It's kind of cute. It's a South Korean film.
Was it a kind of like a love story?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I love
that,
it.
That gives it some redeeming qualities.
It had just some hardcore
sex scenes.
Yeah, and it took the two biggest Korean action stars like at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they broke about mounting it.
Oh, nice.
Huh. Yeah,
love it.
Oh,
cool.
All right, so
wait, do you see penetration?
I don't remember, but
probably
you know,
not
were like
in a softcore.
Like,
you usually
like
don't.
2006.
Oh, well, he calls it porn, so
well,
porn. I think.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like 2006, Tony. So you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so that to that Tony, it was porn.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So ratings.
Ratings. I'm last.
I will kick it off because it was kind of my pick.
Yeah.
I gotta go with 5 out of 5, guys.
Nice.
I love this movie. I love what they do with the zombies. All right. The gore in this movie is tight.
Yep. Amazing.
The characters and acting is solid as fuck. The filmmakers, they know what the fuck they're doing, telling an awesome story, and it never drags for me.
Yeah.
That 2-hour runtime didn't even feel like that. This is the third time I've seen it, so I've watched this movie 6 hours now,
mm-hmm.
and none of that was I ever bored.
No.
The zombie craze, like zombie movies, the zombie craze, it hit a peak with The Walking Dead and stuff like that a couple years mm-hmm. ago, and it's cooled off since then. And I feel like a lot of people in like the horror community and stuff, like things that I read, like just a lot of motherfuckers are just over zombies.
Yeah,
which is sad.
But then you got the South Koreans come in and be like,
reignite.
Yeah, look at what the fuck that we did. Thank God for foreign zombie movies, because I feel like foreign zombie movies between this. I like the sequel, Peninsula. There's another one. I think it's Swedish. It's on Shudder. It's called Yummy. That's a fucking tight-ass zombie movie.
That's on my list. Like, I have a list to watch that.
Foreign zombie movies are just killing it right now. And all we have in America to offer is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Which got good sucks. Again, though.
You know, that's what
just
people
saying.
That's what people say.
That's what I'm saying.
It
got good again.
I haven't gotten back to it yet, but I mean, I watched it. I was a dedicated Walking mm-hmm. Dead guy.
We all watched it together.
Yeah,
remember?
We used to watch it together, and I'd watch it week to week, every fucking week that it was on. I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Man. Like, it dropped from one of those shows for me of a week to week.
The thing
show.
I find hard about The Walking Dead is like I feel in that week span. I lose so much interest in the characters.
Yeah.
And then once the show picks back up again, I have to regain all of that interest back. And it's, I don't know. It's just so hard for me to keep my attention at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I still love it. I feel better when I binge it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
cause you know what? It's
it
not,
doesn't
it's
translate.
Today,
yeah.
So.
It doesn't translate as well, the big breaks between everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I give this one a 5 out of 5. And like I said, I watched Peninsula, the sequel to this. I'm going to give that a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
It wasn't as good as this movie. Yeah, I didn't think. But I did like the direction that they took it. I kind of like that they didn't bring anybody back. They didn't bring the two survivors from the first movie back. It's just a completely new story. I liked the story that they were telling with it. With these people are going to go in and try to steal money behind the quarantine zone, and then all hell breaks loose for them. But the biggest standout I thought for the sequel is the little girl driver. She was awesome.
Yeah.
They needed her as the actual main character, though.
They needed the daughters. They were amazing.
Both the daughters. The actual main character of the sequel, I couldn't fucking care less about his character throughout the movie. And they build up in the sequel, they build up his relationship with his ex-brother-in-law, the guy that was married to his sister. I didn't care for their whole relationship in the sequel. I didn't give a fuck. All I wanted was those little girls being badasses, which does happen. And man, they're badass when it happens. Just not the whole movie like it should have been. Otherwise, it could have been a fucking 5 also.
Yeah.
Sequel for me, 3.5.
Nice.
But for this one, like I said,
5. Nice.
5. Fucking love it.
Nice. All right.
Tony. Next.
I'll let Abe.
Okay.
Oh.
Overall, this movie was amazing. Quite possibly my favorite zombie movie ever.
Whoa.
Yeah. No.
I love zombie movies.
Me too.
I know there's a lot of people say there's an oversaturation, and I can agree. I mean, I can admit there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But ones like this is what reignites my love for it because it's done so perfectly. It's packed full of awesome zombie madness. Such as the train population quickly changing. I love that. Just zombies instantly. The zombies falling out of helicopters. The 50-some zombies being drugged by the train.
Oh.
Great. It has all of the drama that I love with the conflicted feelings of killing zombies. Like the scene when they're in the train.
The baseball boy.
The baseball. He can't fight his teammates. Yeah. He struggles with it. I love when they do that shit.
Yep.
I love the internal struggle of doing what you need to survive with what also is doing right. Love that.
Yep.
Most importantly, it didn't follow the existing recipe. It didn't follow all of the standard stuff. The characters didn't all of a sudden become Clive Owen and shoot him up, basically shooting zombies from 500 yards away with pistols, having ammo that's up the ass without ever changing the magazines.
Yeah.
It didn't just go all out action. It's the most realistic zombie movie ever. That's heartbreaking, heartfelt, and tells a great story. It's definitely a 5. 5 machetes, 100% all the way.
Good. I'm glad you gave it a 5 because I was going to call bullshit if you didn't give it a 5 because it's a zombie movie that you said made you cry at one point.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I almost cried talking about it. That's never happened before.
No, let's be clear to the listeners.
Oh my gosh.
I saw you tearing up. Nothing dropped.
No.
But I saw you get wet on the
ice. You saw me get wet.
All right, Tony. Tony looks real solemn right now, guys. Sorry, Abe.
As far as for the first off, I'm just going to call it Peninsula because fuck Train to Busan presents. What is that about?
Yeah.
All
of a sudden, or like right from the beginning, you're starting from a weird spot.
Yeah, just starting off with a title like that. Like what is this movie presents a sequel? I don't know. It was all right. I give it a 3. I didn't like the weird CGI. Like I felt like a lot of the car scenes where if they weren't CGI, it looked fake as shit.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of weirdness to it. And then all of the zombies looked like they were glitches from video games. Like, when they would be running and then all of a sudden they'd explode.
Yeah.
Like, they hit with such force that the zombies just flew everywhere. What was that about?
Yeah.
And then also the oppositeness of it. I know I just said 100% that, like, this wasn't an all-out action movie, the first one, and this one is just basically an all-out action movie with unlimited ammo and people getting killed from everywhere. I don't know.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's the polar opposite of my rating.
Exactly. The things that you loved about the first one...
They just went against everything that I just said.
They went against everything that you loved. They went with your whole list of
why I love the other one. They're like, okay, then let's just do this one.
Let's do the opposite for Abe Kirshner.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was all right. Yeah. I don't hate it by any means. I give it also, I think, a 3.
Who's your favorite character in that sequel?
In the sequel, it's definitely the little girl.
The little girl.
No.
Well, but both of them.
Both of them. Because the other one was just so cute, and like all she wanted to do was play with a remote control car.
Play with a remote control car. And I like how
her disco one was great.
Yeah, her disco one that they like send out to lead the zombies away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a clever idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I mean, this guy knows how to do clever stuff, and I just I don't know. And then I forgot to mention, I hated the fact that at the end of it, you think there's going to be a happy ending, and then they're like, we did that in the, or you think it's going to be a sad ending. Like, we did that in the first one. Let's add 5 minutes and just drag this out a little bit more, thinking what could happen.
Yeah.
I hated that. That end was so drug out and just pointless.
Yep.
Hated it. 3 rating. Sorry.
No, you're good.
All right, Toners.
Tone dog.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure. Go.
Can I go last?
Okay, I give the first one a 5.
Nice.
Train to Busan gets a 5. I thought it was great, except for the only thing I have is that with both of these films, they always make them wait on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like
to build the tension.
They take so long to run. They take so long to like, oh, let me hug my child. No, don't hug your fucking child. Grab your child, run.
Yeah.
Like I hate that happens in every single one. And then the second one had that too. And I cried really hard for the first one because that shit was sad as hell. Second one was great. Little girls were my favorite. And actually, for the second one, I give it a 4.5 because I liked it that much. I thought it was great.
Damn, that's pretty high for that sequel.
Yeah, and to quote my brother, I just really, really like zombie movies.
Yeah.
Okay? And he actually gives Train to Busan a 5. And he gives the second one a 4.5 as well. So,
You guys have matching ratings?
We have matching ratings.
Oh, I love it.
It was really good.
And just because he did comment on our post, Tad suspected Ashlyn would love this one.
Yeah.
It's true.
Which he called.
He totally called
he
it.
He did.
I think Ashlyn wanted to prove him wrong. I think she was.
I did.
She kind of wanted to be like, no, fuck this movie.
And then I also have to say, though, that with... But the second one, every single thing that you said you hated, I loved.
Really?
I love that it was a little bit fake when the car driving. That's a fucking B movie. You guys sit here and talk shit all the time about how, B movies, they're supposed to look like shit.
But it's for a different.
But it was great.
I feel like in a B movie, they look shit because they were in a. I guarantee you the budget was higher for the second one than it was the first one. Okay. I haven't looked it up.
I think it was twice as big. I think it was like 16 and the first one was like 9 or something. It was like almost twice as much. I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, that's my big thing is like...
Also, with B-movies and stuff, I love when... Like it doesn't have to look realistic if they're going practical.
Right.
But if you're throwing in CGI...
Yeah.
I want that shit to look legit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yep. See, I loved that it looked a little bit fake. And then I also loved that I loved that it had a happy ending because, fuck, man, that first one got me.
No, no, it was.
And I needed a happy ending.
No, I didn't have anything against the happy ending. I just felt like they should have gone into it with the idea. I feel like they added, like they changed. I don't know. It just felt forced.
I also loved that mama was about to fucking blow her brains out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved that part. And then... This dude finally got the fucking courage after 5 minutes of just standing there pissing me off.
Yeah.
Then he's
like,
okay. They milked
that ending on the second one.
Yeah, they did. And it fucking pisses me off. I don't like the long waits because your ass is not going to wait if they're zombies. Like, you're going to be going.
Especially those fast-ass zombies.
Yeah.
They can run up on that helicopter at the end at any fucking point.
Yeah, so that pisses me off. But yeah, 5 and 4.5. Boom.
And yeah, and it was a $16 million budget for the second one and 8.5 for the first one.
Well,
so, yeah,
they were in a fucking train. What do you think?
Well, I know, but that's what I mean. It's not. I don't call it a B. I mean, it's technically a B movie because it's pretty low, but still.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't know.
I loved it.
Nice.
Very nice.
Tony?
Okay, so most zombie. I hate the zombie genre.
Do you? You hate zombie movies?
Really?
What?
That's shocking.
I didn't know you hated zombie movies.
I do remember this, actually, because I feel like you didn't want to get into The Walking Dead with us
no,
at first.
I hate...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate zombie movies. I hate zombie series. Every time I've watched it, we've been with you guys.
Holy shit. I just now put that together.
Huh. I guess I never really put that together in my head.
Yeah.
Wow, Tom hates zombie movies.
That's why I'm kind of going to go last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because every zombie movie can only get four with me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and I like this one.
So well, this is the only one. Exception to the four rule?
Yeah, I had going in the top of getting a four because I hate the zombie genre so much. Like, it's the worst, predictable. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And like,
it is predictable.
And like, blah, blah, blah. Kill, kill, kill. Oh, one survival. Oop. Is there going to be a surprise zombie at the end or not? That's basically how it can go.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, okay.
It's, I don't like it. Don't like
it. But this one still got a five.
Because of the kill tools and everything.
Uh-huh.
And
nice.
It made me feel that and I enjoyed it.
Hell
very
yeah.
Nice. I'm not. That's cool though. I like that the fact that you don't really like zombie movies, but
this
you let
one got
in.
Ya. Yeah.
I like the because most people would be stubborn and be like, no, fuck zombie movies, just to fuck zombie movies.
No, I watch it for you guys. Yeah. That's the only reason I've ever watched zombie movies.
Huh. Tony was open-minded enough with this movie that he doesn't like the genre to be open-minded enough to give it a five.
That's also what makes it cool though, because he only watched it for us. And bravo to that, first off. Yeah. But also the fact that you didn't let that stop your rating.
Yeah.
Like you, because by principle, you usually give it only no more than a four. But
well,
I like that.
That's being fair.
Principle.
I mean, it usually gets like a one.
Yeah. You gave it a little leeway with the four tops. But.
I also want to say that when Tony said that they're predictable, the reason why I cried so hard on the first one was because in my head, I knew that Dad was going to make it. Mm-hmm. Because that's just how it goes. You follow one character, they're going to make it. It's going to be fine. And then he dies. And I was done.
Yeah.
So I like that you brought up predictability.
I do not like them. I like it. Like, it's a chore to get through most everyone. They're like, let's get to the end. Will there's a surprise? Like, oh, you guys, that's the only two endings.
What about the one with basically. Cillian Murphy? Which one was that?
28
Days Later.
I like that one because of Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Danny Boyle's amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But,
one of my favorites.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it again, Avril.
I feel like that's my favorite zombie movie.
28 Days Later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it because it, like, deals with more of the human mortality than I did one do. But, like, the zombies take a back... Because the soldiers are really the bad guy in that
that's
movie.
That's true. Yeah,
it's more of, like, it's a story... Set in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's not a zombie apocalypse story.
But I mean, the soldiers are the bad guys, so that's why.
Nice. So, out of curiosity, I'm kind of putting you on the spot. What's your least favorite zombie movie?
Yeah.
Coming from someone who hates zombie movies, I want to know what the worst one you've ever seen is.
Which one was that? Of the Dead and Set in a City.
Of the Dead. Oh, so, like a Day or Diary or...
The Romero one.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it be Diary?
I think it's Diary. I hated it.
No, Diary of the Dead is where it's like found footage.
Okay,
that's
right. That was the one after that.
But it was the one set in the city. I hated that one.
God, I'm having a fucking brain fart. It's a Romero movie.
I'll look up the Day movie or
of
the Dead movies.
It's the fourth one. Whatever the fourth one is
called. I did not.
Have I ever watched these? Because I don't know what
I've watched them all, and I've never really liked... I mean...
Really?
I've never really liked Of a Day movie, to be honest. And I know that might be blasphemous.
Land of the Dead.
Yeah, yes, I did not like that one. Might be blasphemous in the film community, but I've never...
Not even the original Dawn?
No.
I've never watched any of these. I think I've seen Dawn of the Dead.
Not the original. I don't think I've seen the original one.
I just hate the formula.
Is it the raping tree?
That's the Evil Dead.
That's Evil Dead. So what are we talking about?
Dawn of the Dead is the one in the
Night of the Living Dead.
The mall.
Yeah, the mall
where they go to the mall and survive.
That's
and,
my brother's absolute favorite.
Okay,
the remake one with written by James Gunn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not like that one either. I just don't like the genre.
See, my least favorite zombie movie of all time is I don't even remember the full name of it. It's called I think it's Otis.
Yeah, Otis.
Oh, I liked Otis. I own it.
Yeah.
No way. It's not Otis. It's a black and white German one. And
okay,
it's in German, and it's like one of those that like, try to be really artistic with it. It has like a sub gay plot to it where it has like a guy he's getting a blowjob from another guy, but the thing okay, is a I zombie.
This.
Yeah, Justin and I is back when Netflix was
it.
On
I think
DVD.
I watched it with you guys.
Yeah, it was one of the weird. Like, we were expecting a full on zombie movie, and then we just start seeing gay sex, and it's like, what is going on? Yeah, it was a very strange one.
I think my least favorite is, did anybody watch the remake of Day of the Dead?
No.
Oh, I fucking hated
I heard that's kind of universally hated.
I don't think I have a least favorite zombie thing.
No.
Because I only watch movies that I'm almost positive I'll like.
Right.
So, except for this fucking podcast.
You're welcome.
That's why you're here.
Train to Busan got Tony. Boom.
Boom. Yeah. That's
amazing.
That should be actually on the cover of the movie. It's like the guy who hated zombie movies from Brett and Tony gave this a 5.
Yeah. Because of the kale hole.
Hell
yeah.
And of the cool dad.
Hell
the cool
yeah.
dad was amazing.
Cool dad was my favorite in this movie, guys.
I liked the little girl. Yeah.
She was cute too.
She was adorbs.
Yeah. Last thoughts on this movie, guys?
No last thoughts on this movie, but we definitely do want to let everyone know on our next episode.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The next episode challenge.
We got a challenge. I kind of initiated it. Let's be honest. It wasn't they just gave us, I asked for a challenge from Attack of the Killer podcast.
We asked for it. They did not pick us out of random.
No. It'd make me feel better. But.
So what did you do, Abe?
So I sent in the comments for one of their what's it called? I forget already.
Shoutouts?
Unopened episodes for shoutouts.
Unwrapped or something.
Uh-huh. Yep. And I sent in basically a list of a bunch of Grindhouse movies that I own in a box set. And I said, you guys pick one. Pick the worst one you can possibly, or I didn't say the worst one, just pick one. Pick one that you think is going to be amazing.
Yep.
And Insane Mike was pretty adamant on Raw Force.
I was hoping for Frank and Tony.
Yeah, apparently that's what a lot of people were commenting that we should have picked that one.
But then it'll be too unfair for Brett.
Yep.
When they had Brett on the show, not me. I mean, how would that unfair?
That's subtle, Tony.
I mean, how would that unfair?
Right. And then it is confirmed. I can only find one Raw Force, so it should be the one that Mike is talking about. Which I was nervous for a second. I'm like, I hope it is that one because I don't even remember what he said. I just remember loving what he said.
It sounds great. Shit,
so I'm great. I'm excited.
I'm way excited. And actually, we're gonna try something new with that episode.
We're breaking format a little bit.
Yep.
Usually, it's not on Shudder.
It's not on Shudder. This will be our first non-Shudder movie. We're gonna all watch it together.
Yeah.
The four of us, and then we're going to record the episode right afterwards.
And you guys can help me keep track of the kills.
That's true.
Multiple kill count.
We'll all have to be.
Oh, we should all have a kill count and see if we match up.
And if we don't, just do average. Love it.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Like, subscribe, leave comments.
Out the PSPN.
Check out our Instagram.
We love comments here, guys.
Instagram, tweet, Facebook. We have a Facebook.
And we don't ignore your comments. We usually comment back. We'll like them. We'll definitely show love. Boom. So
normally, I try to wait an hour. I don't want to be too desperate.
Normally I see it, and the second I see it, I'm like, what do I say? I'm just going to give it a thumbs up for now and go back later.
I'm like, I'm the cool guy. I'm
you guys are terrible because I'm automatic. If I see
I get excited, though.
I type it out.
I love it.
I'm totally like that too, Tony.
You guys are weird.
See, yeah. I'm like that, but I'm more like, I don't know what to say, and I feel like it has to be the perfect response, so that's why I'm waiting.
I respond in a minute.
So you sit there and think for like an hour on what you're going to, the perfect response.
And then I feel like I waited too long. I'm like, now it feels weird to comment.
Now it's awkward.
I'm in my head too much, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
There we go.
There it is.
Music.
Something,
dark side. Jeff is awesome. We all gave it a 5+. I guess Raider gave it a 5.